Welcome back, my friends, to your favorite morning program. All right, it is 7:39 on this, the Wednesday version of the show. It is still Wednesday, right?
Last time I looked.
I didn't black out, and you guys take advantage of me in some weird way. By the way, you need to stay on that side of the desk after reading your online.
You know, people actually believe maybe a quarter of what you say. So.
Yeah. You're a freak. Odd. All right, so now is when we take a look at more odd behavior other than going on right here in our own studio and see if we can compare it to our own life and see how we're doing.
Any stories from Wisconsin today?
No, the closest I could get is Michigan.
Okay.
No stories from Wisconsin, but we do have a story from Michigan. On Saturday of this past week, a 29-year-old woman dressed up as an abusive wife for a Halloween bar crawl party.
Oh, that's nice.
So I'm not exactly sure what abusive wife costume would look like. Would she wear the wife beater instead?
No.
She wears the tank top. And
you sure it says abusive and not abused?
Yeah. No. It says abusive wife. And the reason I know that is later on in the evening, after she had consumed some adult tasty beverages, she began beating up her boyfriend.
Nice!
In public.
Okay.
She was then arrested for misdemeanor assault and battery. So apparently, that was a really good costume and not far from the truth. Of course, now we have the obligatory story from
Florida.
A woman in West Palm Beach, Florida, recently tried to send a few naked photos of herself through the mail.
Not email, the regular mail.
Yeah, now this is the one that just cracks me up. It's like, what, were they Polaroids? just shake it like a Polaroid picture? Anyway, her roommate somehow intercepted these photos and then decided, you know, I can make some cash. I'll sell them back to her. I'll blackmail her for $1,500.
In a roommate situation, wouldn't you trade for other things?
Yeah, like free rent.
You're doing the dishes from now on.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not going to. Yeah, thank you.
I don't see myself vacuuming in the near future.
If she was trying to blackmail her, she had to do it by phone or something because she didn't want her to know who it was.
No,
obviously.
She had to have broken the law by intercepting mail that was intended for someone else.
Yeah, there's a handful of laws she broke here. Messing with the mail, federal. Blackmail, federal. In the end, the victim called the police and her roommate was arrested for extortion. And other interesting things. So there it is, West Palm Beach, Florida, representing Florida. We almost have one every day, don't we?
Almost.
And now
it's
we go.
The giant drain of the United States. I've said that before.
We now go to Oklahoma. On Saturday, police.
You know, Oklahoma hasn't been pulling its weight. There should be more of these stories from Oklahoma.
And you would think that Arkansas, Oklahoma, West Virginia would be the leaders, but they're not. Oklahoma pulled over a guy, cops in Oklahoma pulled over a guy for a broken license plate, the light over his license plate. He was worried that he may have some warrants outstanding, so he gave the police officers his brother's name. Oops.
Who also has
turns out the guy that was lying to the cops was clean. His brother had warrants outstanding. When the guy found out that that was the situation, he decided to tell the police his real name. And then was subsequently arrested for false impersonation. How do you not know that you don't have any outstanding warrants? I mean, seriously, think about that. How screwed up is your life?
Yeah.
That you've been arrested and on probation and many times, you don't even know.
Did he have a driver's license with his brother's name on it? Because if you give him the cops the name, don't you have to give him the license too?
I got no driver's license. That may have been what he did.
I left it at home in my other pants.
I left it, you know, when
my name is Theodore, but everyone calls me Ricky Bob. No, that's not my brother.
Exactly. No. You don't understand. My brother and I look
that
a lot.
That could be. That could be.
What excuse do you usually use when you get stopped?
I haven't been stopped lately. That's a good thing.
Again, we can fix that. All right, so all of those stories could give you the impression that, I don't know, it's just people are so odd. What could we possibly do to lift your spirits? What could we do?
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Oh, I thought you were going to say go home.
Shut up, you. All right, here we go. Video has surfaced recently of Katy Perry doing jump rope.
Oh, my.
Really?
Yep. In a related story, the internet is now officially broken.
Right. Thousands are searching now.
Lady Gaga says she's not conventionally beautiful. which immediately puts her in running for Nobel Prize for understatement. There's a female version of The Expendables in the works, starring Meryl Streep, Cameron Diaz, and Mila Jovovich.
Really?
Yeah. So apparently, if you want to see action stars with big boobs, you still are better off watching the original Expendables.
Meryl Streep is going to slum doing an Expendables-type movie?
Hey, it's all downhill after hitting Jack Nicholson. What can I say? You know, this movie, this female version of The Expendables, is really kind of a silly idea. I mean, if I want to see women in their 40s and 50s who are truly expendable, I'll just go backstage at a Kiss concert. Thank you. David Ortiz said that he learned to give inspirational speeches to his Boston Red Sox teammates by watching Bill Clinton. Though his teammates seemed confused before Game 5 of the World Series when he told them, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
In Spanish.
See. From the world of health, science, and technology, a new study is showing that people are biologically programmed to take pleasure in the pain of others. Many psychologists initially criticized this methodology behind the study, but they immediately shut up after realizing the Jackass movie is the number one at the box office. From the rest of the United States and abroad, President Obama plans to ban the NSA practice of eavesdropping on foreign leaders just as soon as he finds out what happened between Angela Merkel and her pool boy. Now is the time on Sprockets when we dance. Financial analysts say that if Congress does not agree on a new farm bill by the end of the year, the cost of milk could rise to $8 a gallon. However, soy milk will still have the same price as it's always had. Your manhood. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News, that has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information for good and not for evil.
I don't understand why hunters brag about their biggest kill. Oh, they always do that, too. But aren't those the easiest ones to hit? How do you miss a moose, you guys? I think you want to impress your friends, hang the head of a mouse above your fireplace. I got him from 300 yards, man. The guy's coming right at me. Took him out. This one here, this is a hummingbird. Took him during bow season. Second arrow, first arrow missed because he backed up on me. What the? Hit this old lady right here. She was changing the feeder, I guess. I don't know. Didn't think you're supposed to feed the wild animals, but she should wear an orange hat next time. That's what I think it'd be cool if hunters or if taxidermists had to stuff the animal doing what it was doing when you shot it. That would add a whole new level to the hunting challenge, wouldn't it? Because you'd have to wait for it to do something cool. You couldn't have, like, why'd you stuff your bear sleeping? Oh, I got him in January. You know, you have to poke him with a stick or something. Come on, growl.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.